What's up, loves? This is Love or Obsession. I'm Queen. Hi, everyone. How is everything? Everyone good? Everyone all right? I hope all is well for everyone. You know, besides the bullshit, life's great, right? So talk to me nice, y'all. What to do? What the business is? What's been going on with y'all? I watched a little figure skating in NASCAR over the weekend, Sunday to be exact. Both are very cool and interesting to me, a real attention grabber. So today's story, guys, let me say this before I get into the story. Everything I say on here besides facts are my views and opinions. That doesn't mean that they have to be your views and opinions. It just means that I'm speaking my views and opinions, okay? I promote everyone having their own mind, not to say that there isn't a thing called like-minded individuals. And I said all that to say that here on Love or Obsession is more like show and tell, not pitch and sell, because I'm not trying to sell y'all nothing but Love or Obsession merchandise, okay? Find stuff out for yourself. Do not run with exact things people say. Oh, and I forget, that slogan, I got that from my local news station, WGN Channel 9. They say, what we do is show and tell, not pitch and sell. I was like, okay, gangsta, what up, gangsta? Okay, anyways, yeah, so I enjoy NASCAR and figure skating, y'all. Y'all should have guessed that NASCAR. As much as I talk about Shake and Bake, Talladega Nights, Shake and Bake, Ricky Bobby, my boys that played in Step Brothers, fucking hilarious. Okay, so getting into the story, you guys, today we will be talking about the murder of Tyrone Hassell III. Army Sergeant Tyrone Hassell III. This story involves a love triangle, manipulation, and the ultimate betrayal, okay? I will start with Tyrone Hassell III, born August 23rd, 1995, in Benton Harbor, Michigan. His parents are Tyrone Hassell Jr. and LaShonda Jones. Tyrone III graduated with honors in 2013. He was a member of the Tigers Marching Band, the Junior ROTC, and the Kappa League. He continued his education at Grand Valley State University in Allendale, Michigan, where he studied mechanical engineering. Tyrone III enlisted in the United States Army, where he received multiple honors. He was awarded the Army Achievement Medal, the German Army Proficiency Badge, and completed a 9-month rotation in South Korea. October 31st, 2017, he was promoted to Sergeant Hassell. That was his latest achievement. October 31st, 2017, he was promoted to Sergeant Hassell, okay? And the German Army Proficiency Badge, that means that, I'm guessing, I don't know, y'all, my views and opinions, I feel like that mean that he was real nice with that pistol or them arms training, you know, because military, guns, it go hand in hand, okay? Tyrone was described as loving and devoted. I would say driven and determined also. Tyrone was one of many. I think he was, he had 9 siblings. I could be wrong about that. And Tyrone enjoyed his family and his dogs. During his time in the Army, he met and fell in love with Specialist Kamaya Martin. She was born January 3rd, 1997. She also served our country in the Army. The couple were united in holy matrimony on May 17, 2017. To this union, one child was born, Tyrone Hassell IV. So New Year's Eve 2018, you guys, that's when all the bullshit goes down, okay? Kamaya called 911, hysterical, around 11 p.m. And she was saying things like, I need help. My husband was shot. It was some of the things that was recorded on a 911 call. And when help arrived, Kamaya was cradling Tyrone's body. Tyrone was shot in a driveway of his father's home in Michigan. Within 10 days, investigators learned that Kamaya Hassell was responsible for the murder of her husband, okay? Dirty dog. In 2017, Tyrone and Kamaya were posted in South Korea. In South Korea, Kamaya started having an affair with another soldier named Jeremy Collier. When I first seen his name, I keep wanting to call him Jeremy Cellular, like cellular phone. But I know that's not it. It's Collier. I'm putting too much thought into it, you guys. But the soldier name was Jeremy Collier. He was 24, and he was stationed in South Korea also. And in case y'all was wondering, Kamaya and Jeremy was sneaking and geeking behind Tyrone's back because Tyrone was oblivious to any type of affair that his wife was having, and he was super oblivious to any type of affair that she may have been having with somebody in their army base. Even up until the day that he was murdered, he had no clue that his wife was sneaking and geeking behind his back. And that right there to me is the ultimate betrayal. And I feel like his father, Tyrone Jr., agreed. I think Jeremy had a wife also. I read that somewhere. The man who Kamaya was having an affair on her husband with, Jeremy, I think he had a wife also. Okay, now why Kamaya just didn't leave Tyrone, you ask? Well, Tyrone had benefits. His new promotion that he had within the army came with benefits, and Kamaya thought the benefits Tyrone had, Kamaya thought, could better her life, even if those benefits only came at the cost of her husband's life, okay? I was stuck myself, y'all. Y'all like, what? I'm like, what too? You know, because I just don't understand how people could always look at somebody else's assets, married or not, and look at somebody else's assets and be like, I think I'm deserving of that. You know, I just don't understand. And if you don't work, you don't eat. And yeah, it's a lot of situations that people be in where people are allowed to ride your coattails, and the things that benefit them usually benefit their loved ones also. But let that hardworking individual be the one to decide where them benefits go roll to, you know? But yeah, Kamaya thought that Tyrone benefits could better her life. You guys, this story is truly sad because before I finish, y'all probably guessed that Jeremy killed Tyrone over a delusional happily ever after that him and Kamaya were supposed to have after they both, you know. I just don't understand because Tyrone III, his father, Tyrone Jr., asked the question like, did y'all really just think that y'all was going to live a happily ever after y'all? Like, how could y'all... He basically asked the question, basically saying, how could y'all both settle down and be content with each other after knowing that you both of y'all together is willing to kill somebody? And I understand that, you know, because I wouldn't even be able to trust this person that I was with, you know, but to each his own. Okay. But yeah, they killed Tyrone over a delusional happily ever after. Tyrone had an army life insurance policy of $400,000. As Kamaya and Jeremy conspired to murder Tyrone, he was none the wiser. He had no clue that the woman he trusted and loved couldn't wait to put that knife in his back. It's crazy, man. Sleeping with the enemy. Lord, protect me from all harm, seen or unseen, you know? Y'all know I hate smart dummies, right? And that's exactly what they was doing, Kamaya and Jeremy. They planned and plotted this whole thing on Snapchat because they felt that the deleted content would be untraceable by police officers or authorities. For months, they messaged each other on Snapchat about how they would double-cross Tyrone. When the trio were stationed back in the United States, they were posted at Fort Stewart in Georgia. Kamaya was set up a, her role in it was to set up a setup location, and Jeremy would be the one to pull the trigger. So that's how they partnered up in this conspiracy to kill Tyrone. And that was their plan. And I want to go on record to say that motherfuckers watch too many movies. Like, this shit is real life out here. Stop playing with people's lives. Build your own shit. If you didn't want to be with that man and you didn't want to be married, you should never got married in the first place. Because I noticed that they was married only a year, if even a year, you know, and you had plans the whole time. You had plans on murdering your husband. So New Year's Eve 2018, Kamaya and Tyrone was on holiday break staying at Tyrone's dad's house, Tyrone Jr., in St. Joseph Township, Michigan. Tyrone went to a family party while Kamaya stayed behind at his dad's house. Before 11 p.m., Tyrone messaged Kamaya and told her that he was on his way home to her and he had a plate of food for her. So receiving that message, Kamaya in return messaged Jeremy to say that this was the time to ambush Tyrone. In a driveway of his father's home, Tyrone III was shot in his head and his neck. Upon arriving at the hospital, Tyrone passed away. Kamaya played a role of a grieving wife. She even stuck close to the family, to Tyrone's family, for comfort, like a real sicko. Investigators started looking closer to Kamaya when they found out that she was having an affair. Kamaya was brought in for questioning, and eventually confessed to the whole plot and plan. She spoke calmly about how she was unhappy in her marriage, but didn't want to divorce Tyrone because she wouldn't be eligible for his life insurance policy. She said she wanted to be with Jeremy, and Tyrone stood in the way. Jeremy was arrested and held on a $2.5 million bail. His lawyer said that it would be hard to pin the shooting on him with no witnesses, but by the time that the case came to trial, Kamaya said that she had been coerced. Some of y'all, I promise y'all I could read, coerced. Some of these words just be real funny for me to say. That's why I'm finna start speaking Spanish, okay? But Kamaya was saying she was being coerced into confessing, and that the trial lasted 3 days. The trial lasted 3 days. The jury deliberated for over an hour, and Kamaya was found guilty of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder. Kamaya was sentenced to life in prison without the chance of parole. When she was given a chance to address Tyrone's family, she remained silent. I felt like that was a real punk-ass move, because you took their son from them. You took that loved one from them for no other reason besides being a selfish, money-hungry, lustful bitch, basically. And you wasn't even woman enough to even apologize to his family. Jeremy got a minimum of 65 years. He claimed remorse. He was apologetic to Tyrone's family. He tried to give an explanation for his actions by saying that he was caught up and fooled by Kamaya. He thought she was all he needed and that she preyed on his insecurities when he confided in her. I told y'all, a shoulder to cry on is a something to ride on, you know. That works, and vice versa too. Men, if you feel yourself down and out and you're in a marriage or in a relationship and you confiding in a woman, someone of the opposite sex, you know, that could lead to certain things, you know. But Jeremy pleaded guilty to second degree murder. And he requested to sit down with Tyrone's father. And Tyrone's father, he sat down with him and took an interview with him. And I thought that that was really big of him, because when people lose loved ones and they hurting and sad, it's easy to be angry and lash out and treat people bad and talk to people bad. But when you rise above all that and you want to maintain that peace and positivity, sometimes it be the best thing for you, along with doing the right thing for somebody else. Okay, you guys. So that was today's story. For pictures, please check out the Instagram at Love or Obsession Podcast. Please send all messages and suggestions to Love or Obsession Podcast at gmail.com. And tune in next Tuesday for a new episode. Oh, and before I end this episode, guys, a little bit more about the story. As late And the latest news about Kamaya is that she won a retrial and she was trying to throw dirt on Tyrone III's name, saying that she suffered from battered partner syndrome. But during the trial, she clearly stated that Tyrone III wasn't abusive to her at all. So those the games and the manipulation that people play when they try to just get themselves out of trouble that they gotten themselves into. And I say that they both just need to sit down and do that time. That's the best thing they can do for themselves and for Tyrone's family. It's Queen. I love you guys. Peace out.